You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Emerson Collins, the project manager for Bring Your Bible Day at Focus on the Family, is our guest. Emerson, thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And, you know, many people hear that, and I almost wonder, you know, after 9 years of bring your Bible to school, you didn't say to school. Well, there's a reason for that on October 3rd. Yes, bring your Bible to school, but it is Bring Your Bible Day. Can you explain that?
Of course, Steve. Yeah, every single year for Bring Your Bible to School Day that we've done Bring Your Bible to School Day, students have written in and told us their experience of the event. And they said, hey, I was hesitant. I was nervous to bring my Bible to school until mom or dad picked up their Bible and said, hey, I'm going to bring my Bible to work. If you bring your Bible to school, let's make it a whole family thing. And then we can meet for dinner and dissect what happened throughout the day. So we decided, hey, let's include the whole family in Bring Your Bible Day. Let's make it a Bring Your Bible Day where parents can participate. Adults can participate. Individual adults can participate. Even last year, somebody brought their Bible to Amazon. So we're expanding the day to make it totally inclusive of all believers to bring their Bible with them on October 3rd to share the light of Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, and there you kind of nailed it. The next question, it was obvious. Yeah. Why? And it's more than what you said. Let's talk about, first of all, I want to alert our listeners that it's easy to find information. You go to klyt.fm. We've created a Bring Your Bible Day banner on the website. Just click that. It'll take you right to the focusonthefamily.com and then the / words, dash words, dash words. We made it easy for you. Go to klyt.fm. And of course, if you go to focusonthefamily.com and look around, at all, you'll find it there as well. Plenty to, consider, as, you've already mentioned, bringing your Bible to school, bring your Bible to work, and really, everywhere else. I mean, there's those, you know, those that are, maybe going to homeschool co-ops or parents that are, you know, managing a household and getting out and running errands. Good opportunity there as well.
That's right. And before I answer your question there, Steve, the another great place to find resources and the easiest way to get directly to our website is at our URL, bringyourbible.org. And so you can just
there
type
you
that
go.
Into your, yeah, to your URL and go directly to our website, find all of our resources. But you're right, Steve. So many homeschoolers also wrote in on Bring Your Bible to School Day. And they're like, oh, I don't go to a public school. How can I participate? This year, you are included 100% in Bring Your Bible Day, as well as those stay-at-home moms or dads. I really encourage you to participate as well. Bring your Bible with you. Maybe go out for lunch and have a Bible study at Panera or something.
Yeah.
You can bring your Bible with you, have a little Bible study. You can also shine the light of Jesus wherever you go and bring your Bible Day.
Yeah, and let's consider that retired community that is, you know, they're not going to work, they're not going to school, they're done watching the kids. But, you know, I think of, you know, I have a parent that's in a retirement community, and, you know, they typically end up in the dining room a couple times a day. What a great opportunity to engage there as well.
That's 100% right. Last year, actually, a grandparent bought a bunch of pocket Bibles or pocket New Testaments and went out to their local bus stop just right outside their house and handed out Bibles on Bring Your Bible Day. Grandparents, you have a place, and retired individuals, you have a place in Bring Your Bible Day that is so integral to the success of the event.
So, you know, before we move forward and looking at 2024, let's look back at, you know, this is year 10, but how effective, was Bring Your Bible last year? Bring Your Bible to School, Bring Your Bible Day. How effective was it, last year?
Yeah, last year was our biggest year ever with over 1 million student participants. And this year we're shaping up right now to just blow that number out of the water, especially with the inclusion of parents and adults as participants. But we also had over 50,000 schools and over 5,000 churches, just link arm in arm to go and advance the gospel of Jesus in their schools, in their communities, everywhere we went on Bring Your Bible Day last year. So this year is just going to be the biggest ever.
So you bring up a thought. You mentioned the grandparent who went out to the bus stop with Bibles to hand out. I know kids are already carrying many of them carrying a backpack or book bag to school. But what about a backpack or what have you, filled with pocket-sized Bibles? And as we head into that, I think the question's going to come up with parents and students about what their rights are as they head to school.
That's a great question. Yeah. So firstly, you are more than protected to bring a Bible as a student, to bring your Bible to school. You're protected under your First Amendment rights. And you're just reminding me of another story from last year of a student who mom was very specific in the story. She said that he spent his own money to go to the dollar store and buy a bunch of pocket Bibles. I think it was 40, and brought them in there, his grocery bags, arm in arm. He said it was super heavy. And he handed out all those Bibles throughout the day for Bring Your Bible Day to all the students who didn't have a Bible for Bring Your Bible Day. What an awesome story. And he was protected under his First Amendment rights. As long as you aren't disrupting the teaching that's happening inside of your classroom, inside of your school, you are more than welcome to bring your Bible, to have a conversation about Christ and the gospel, even to have a little Bible study, maybe during a break or during lunch period.
So here's another thought that I had as far as, when students carrying around books, the Bible they typically use throughout the week can easily be, it could almost be invisible amongst a stack of other books that are being carried. And this would be kind of a rough one, especially for school. Even the other places the adults are taking, especially the adults taking them to work, this might be an idea. But even we have that huge family Bible. We didn't go out and buy it. It was a contest I was in years ago, and we won this huge, beautiful Bible. But the truth is, I mean, it's something that's in our home, and we use our personal Bibles. But it is Bible, and if you have opportunity to share, you can crack it open and share the same scriptures you share in your personal Bible. Could you imagine walking around with an oversized Bible? But what a statement that would make.
That's right. Yeah, we do get stories and see pictures of elementary schoolers bringing their huge King James Version family Bible to school, which is it's like the same size as them. It's hilarious. But bringing your Bible with you, bringing specifically your physical Bible, really does send a message that I am unashamed of the gospel of Jesus. I'm unashamed to carry around this word of God because I'm a follower of Jesus. And it starts conversations as well. People ask, hey, what's that journal you're carrying? What's that book you're carrying around? Especially if it's the same size as you, people are going to ask questions. And what a great opportunity that is to just share, hey, it's my Bible. And can I talk with you a little bit about it? Stories like this come in every single year. You don't have to bring the giant study Bible. It could be a pocket Bible. But I do encourage you to carry your physical Bible rather than maybe your mobile phone. It just doesn't send the same message of being an unashamed follower of Christ.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. That thought had occurred to me that there's going to be some that hear this and think, well, I bring my Bible every day. It's on my phone. But yeah, it's really more of a statement. And listen, there's more ways to make a statement. There's more ways to share the truth. We are visiting today, with Emerson Collins. He's the project manager for Bring Your Bible Day, which is October 3rd this year, a Thursday. With focus on the family, Emerson is. We're going to take a quick break and come back. A little more information for you you're going to want to know about as you prepare for October 3rd and Bring Your Bible Day. Emerson, can you stay with us?
Of course.
All right. We'll be right back after the break. on ABQ Connect. Well, if you just joined us, we're right in the middle of a conversation with Emerson Collins with Focus on the Family. He's the project manager for Bring Your Bible Day. It's October 3rd this year, a Thursday, and we do hope that you will participate in this 10th year. Now, a little change in brand this year. You may remember Bring Your Bible to School. Well, as we mentioned in the first segment, adults have been encouraged to do it. Bring Your Bible to Work. If you're managing a household and running around town, not at work, not at school, there's an opportunity there for you as well, maybe at the grocery store or the library or whatever you might be going out to. We also mentioned those that are retired, and you know, whether you're living you know, in the home you lived in for years, or maybe a retirement community, wherever you are, a great opportunity to bring your Bible with you wherever you go. And, as we mentioned in our last segment, we're talking about your physical, personal Bible, and even the big, huge family Bible if you want to. And yeah, we know you already have your Bible on your phone, but it's an opportunity to express your faith and share with others. Any stories, specific from, you know, and I shouldn't, you know, you don't ask a question you don't know the answer to, but I'm sure there are, anything specific from last year that stands out as far as testimony from people who had great opportunities?
Yeah, Steve, so many stories come in every single year about Bring Your Bible Day. We read them through social media, through our website. People can send them in. And a specific story that comes to mind is a student called his name is David Griggs, and he's a student over in Tennessee. And through Bring Your Bible Day, he was able to start a Bible study that meets after class now, after school, twice a week. And he said, we read the Bible, we have a little bit of a question and answer time, and then we go and play tag. And what a sweet story of students just coming together and talking about the Word of God. Additionally, teachers sometimes have the opportunity to participate. And if you're a teacher listening, I encourage you to go to our website. We have legal resources for you as well, just so you know exactly how and where you can participate and Bring Your Bible Day. But I was just reading a story about a teacher who was able to host an at-will Bible study during lunch period. And 20 students came to this Bible study where she read through John 3:1 to John 3:17, where you got to hear John 3:16. And all these students now asked her to continue to have Bible study twice a month and still going to this day.
Well, and I appreciate that you shared website as well. It's bringyourbibleday.org. Is that correct?
It's just bringyourbible.org. Super easy.
Bringyourbible.org. When you go there, as you mentioned, for students and you mentioned teachers, as far as, you know, the legal aspects that may be questioned or brought to mind, how about to work? Is there anything specific there you would tell people as far as, and I'm going to guess, you know, certainly we need to remember we're ambassadors.
That's right. So if you're an adult listening, you can also bring your Bible to work. The same rights that protect students bringing their Bibles to school is the same rights that protect you now as an adult who can bring your Bible to work. You can put your Bible out on the corner of your desk throughout the day, bring it to meetings wherever you go, maybe have a Bible study during lunch as well. But if you're an adult, I encourage you to just check your policies at your workplace. I certainly don't want it to become any sort of hazard for you depending on your work. Maybe you work in construction and it would be difficult, but I do encourage you, no matter what your participation does look like, to have a conversation on Bring Your Bible Day with a coworker, with somebody the Lord's put on your heart to talk to about Christ and the gospel.
Okay, so Emerson, how about those listening that may be new to the faith and maybe feel a little bit intimidated? Yeah, if I bring my Bible, people are going to ask me questions. I'm not sure I know the answers.
Yeah, we have prepared conversation guides for you on our website. Again, that's bringyourbible.org to answer those questions and to prepare you to answer some of the tougher questions that may come. Certainly, tough questions may come at you about the Bible, about God and Christ and the gospel. Now, you don't have to have an answer for every single question. I encourage you to be honest. If you don't know the answer, just say, hey, I don't have the answer to that, but can I get back to you? And then I encourage you to handle God's word where you're comfortable. Maybe start with John 3:16 and just say, hey, I don't know the answer to that question, but can I share about Jesus and his love for the world with you? So interact with the Bible, interact with others as you are comfortable. You don't have to have all the answers, but we have answers prepared for you on our website.
Yeah, and although there's one specifically for students, I want to call attention to a great link you guys put at bringyourbible.org. At the bottom of the page, the activities link, if you go there, including there's all kinds of things there. One of the things that stood out to me is fast facts about student rights, but headings like trusting God in the midst of uncertainty, building spiritual discipline, religious freedom on campus, what students can and can't do, and much more. That's just a sampling of what's available through this resource at bringyourbible.org. Plenty to plan for, and it's still time for merch if you want to represent that way.
That's right. We've got T-shirts. We have stickers. We have so much merch. We also have free downloadable flyers if you want to download, print those off, put them on your activity board somewhere at work or at school. We have plenty of resources, free and paid merch if you'd like. We have a tote bag. We even made a rap song this year called Bible in My Hand, which is super fun. Just additional ways for you to reach people with Christ and the gospel to help you participate in Bring Your Bible Day, October 3rd.
All right, Emerson, let's hear the rap.
Well, if you are, I'll start rapping right now.
It's a great opportunity to share with others. It's bringyourbible.org. That's the website for Bring Your Bible Day, October 3rd. And the location for this event, well, it's everywhere. Hopefully we've made that totally clear. Emerson, remind the listener, we've been visiting with Emerson Collins. Focus on the Family. He's a project manager for Bring Your Bible Day, October 3rd. I don't want to leave anything out there. Anything we've left untouched?
Yeah, October 3rd, Thursday, October 3rd, bring your Bible, pack it with you, carry it boldly. Our theme verse this year is Romans 1:16, where Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And that is my prayer for you, so that you would be an unashamed follower of Jesus on Bring Your Bible Day and the rest of our lives.
So great. Emerson, looking forward to next year and hearing stories of what happened in 2024.
That's right. That's right. And if you're marking your calendars, it's the first Thursday of every October. So you can even mark next year's event.
There you go. Two easy days to remember, right? As Thursdays go. First Thursday in May, National Day of Prayer. And first Thursday in October is Bring Your Bible Day. Well done. Thanks, Emerson.
Thank you, Steve.
ABQ Connect.